It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Newark is close to meeting its goal of replacing every single lead pipe that pumps water to houses in New Jersey's largest city. So far, they've accomplished a record feat. Copper has replaced more than 22,000 lead service lines. Joining us now by Skype to discuss that progress is WNYC's Karen Yee. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
How significant is this milestone for Newark?
It's a huge accomplishment. I mean, it's a real point of pride. And I think not just because of the fact that they will no longer have these lead pipes, but just how quickly they did it. I mean, Newark is done replacing all known lead service lines. And these are pipes the size of a quarter or a garden hose that connect your underground water main to your property line and then from your curb to your home. So right now, Newark is double checking that the pipes that their records show that were previously replaced with safer materials or are not lead are actually truly lead-free. So they have about 1,000 or so to check. I spoke to Kareem Adim. He's the city's water director at a construction site last week, and he told me why they're being so diligent.
We're saying, oh, the records say you don't have a lead service line. Well, that homeowner, that resident, they're anxious. They want to know why. It only takes us a minute to excavate and confirm and show them why we're not replacing their pipe.
And Adim says that everything should be done in about 2 weeks.
Newark has moved so much faster than other cities with elevated lead levels, even Flint, Michigan. How was the city able to do this?
Well, money. I mean, initially, this whole project was supposed to take 10 years, and now Newark is going to be done in less than 3 years. Newark first broke ground in March of 2019 to replace lead service lines, and in a few months had done maybe about 650 lines. And then the city made national headlines, if you can remember, when lead levels kept rising and
yes.
The federal government mandated bottled water distribution to thousands of residents. That's when Essex County stepped in and agreed to bond $120 million on behalf of the city to expedite the process. And within a week of Newark getting those funds, they were able to replace 1,000 lead service lines. And they've pretty much kept up that pace, you know, replacing about 100 to 125 a day. COVID did slow things down, so they were only able to do about 40 to 50. But there were two other key factors here that facilitated the work. One, the city passed an ordinance that allowed contractors onto people's properties without owner permission. So, you know, people didn't have to go worry about chasing down landlords or absentee landlords. And two, the state allowed Newark to use public money on private property because these lines, these lead service lines, are actually privately owned.
What does this mean for residents? Does the line replacer get the lead out?
Yeah, I mean, this means that the risk of lead in your water has dramatically dropped. And the reason I couch that is because there is still a chance that, you know, you can have other lead plumbing inside your home, like fixtures or lead solder, that could cause elevated lead levels. But the main source of the contaminant is gone. The city is still required by law and will continue to offer free water testing. So if you're worried that you might have old plumbing, you can call the city for a free test. But we know now that it's no longer a widespread problem, and that is backed by recent testing that shows that there hasn't been any elevated lead levels in Newark's water since the beginning of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to resident Margarita Reyes as she waited for a construction crew to check her service line.
Porque antes yo me la tomaba regular, pero yo que se pueda tomar otra vez.
So Reyes says she used to drink the tap water all the time, and she's lived at her apartment in Newark for 38 years, and she stopped once she saw on the news that lead levels had spiked. So she hopes she can finally stop buying bottled water and turn on her tap again and drink it again. And this is something that the city has also been trying to do, you know, build back this public trust in the water. And I think for residents, being able to see the construction crews around their community or on their block has really helped.
Karen, you've also reported that part of the reason Newark saw its lead level spike was because the city wasn't properly treating its water. So will the pipe replacement fully fix the problem?
Right. This was always a twofold problem. So these old lead service pipes corroded because the water treatment meant to protect against lead failed. So the pipe problem is nearly fixed. And in terms of the treatment, the city did change its treatment process so that the water flowing through pipes wasn't too acidic and sort of eating away at these pipes. But what's also being done, and this is really important, is multi-million dollar improvements to the water treatment facility in Pequannock. The city is finally addressing these projects that have been suggested by consultants for years under previous administrations, like a better system to filter debris from the source water that comes from the reservoirs. And then I'll also note that the water from the Pequannock plant doesn't just serve Newark. It actually pumps water to neighboring towns in Essex County like Belleville, Bloomfield, and Nutley.
Other cities across the Garden State will have to replace all their lead service lines as well under a new state law that Governor Murphy signed just this year. But they will have 10 years to do it. What can they learn from Newark?
Well, I think one, having a robust inventory of where your lead pipes are is key. And Newark had a really good inventory. And this inventory process is not required by law. I actually requested the inventory submitted so far earlier this year to the state. And of the very few utilities that turned them in, we could see that 85% of all pipes were unknown materials. That's nearly 1.1 million pipes. So starting early to try and even know to know just where the pipes are and what they're made of, and collecting those records that can show you what the material is going to be key. And the other thing is how much money municipalities will have to do the work. I mean, they're hoping for federal funds from the infrastructure bill. Mm-hmm. So that's to be seen. I spoke with Eric Olson from the Natural Resources Defense Council. This is the group that sued Newark over its elevated lead levels and has now settled. He's pointing to Newark as a model for other cities.
Go ahead and fully fund complete replacement of all the lead service lines, no questions asked, rather than waiting to bill each individual homeowner or to bill absentee landlords.
He says Newark shows us what political will and money can do for public health. And one last thing I'll add, Newark used this project to hire locally and hire formerly unemployed residents. So municipalities can also see this as a local job creating project.
Karen, I hear your reporting here, and I know that the mayor and the county executive and others get a lot of credit for moving this project along very quickly. What would you say, though, about the residents there? You mentioned the lawsuit by Eric Olson, and there were other community organizations and community members there who said, hey, Newark, get your act together. How much of a role do they have in this success story?
I think a huge role, too. I mean, they were really pushing to get more attention on this issue, and they were pushing to advocate for residents' needs and really didn't stop the pressure, right? And I think with the partnership with the city, they were able to find a solution for everyone and a comprehensive long-term solution.
WNYC's Karen Yee covers New Jersey. Comprehensive reporting. Karen, thank you.
Thank you.